welcome once again to the E-Bone Zone, as I invite you to sit back, relax, and listen for the 381st time on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I hope you'll enjoy this week's episode, Pipocalypse. I took on the story a little while ago about Tesla sending an order for 2,000 pies to a small bakery in San Jose, California. And now, we have the payoff. The community is rallying around the owners of the place, trying to get them back on their feet after Tesla canceled the order. This bakery assembles pies by hand and in small batches, and they have a pretty strong resume. They've previously put together orders for companies like Apple, Google, and Intuit. Here's what makes it more interesting, though. Tesla called the bakery and asked them to double the order to 4,000 pies. So naturally, they sent a revised invoice, and that is when Tesla pulled the order. People in the community found out about it, and they went to the bakery's physical location, a place called Giving Pies, and the line was wrapped around the block with people waiting for their order. So I guess you could say all's well that ends well. This started off as a questionable thing because I know for sure that I wouldn't turn away pies, but it was made right in the end because, so I guess you could say, all's well that ends well, right? This started off as a questionable thing because I know for sure that I wouldn't turn away pies, and I don't know many people who would. But it was made right in the end because not only did the community come out in droves to support this place, but also the owner, Elon Musk, posted a tweet saying he wanted to make things right, and Tesla ended up reimbursing the pie shop for the entire order. This week, I would like to continue a tradition that I hold very close to my heart. I try and offer a good Christian podcast, so I thought I would begin sharing a new Bible verse each week. This week, I would like to share a verse from the book of John. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. This verse is really simple, cut and dry. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. That's as simple as it gets. No other way can get you to heaven. Not through Buddha, not through Muhammad, not through any other gods, not through legalism or anything you can do yourself, not through just being a good person. Anything you do, anything you say, any cause you donate to, any church you go to, any version of the Bible you read, it's only Jesus that can get you there. Only Jesus can save you from your sins. Only Jesus can make you clean. Only Jesus can turn your life around from that person that you were. Only Jesus is worthy to be praised. Only Jesus is begotten of the Father in heaven. And only Jesus can make you new. Only Jesus can give you eternal life. Did you hear me? Only Jesus. He's the only way. Nobody gets to the Father except through Him. You might think you can get to heaven your own way. You might think, oh, if I just wait a little while, I'll be a better person, and then someone will let me into heaven just because of my own merit. No, that is not possible. You have to know Jesus. You have to know Him in your heart and know that He is Lord. You have to know that in your heart and keep it close to you. Because think about it. This world is rough. This world has got a lot of problems. This world has got a lot of challenges. Who else are we going to lean on besides Jesus? Humans will fail. Man will fail. Jesus never fails. He is perfect in all of His ways. He is the only reliable one there is. Men can and will fail you, but Jesus will not. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And when He said no one comes to the Father except through Him, He means it. Are you trying to make it there on your own? Because if you are, you're taking a wrong turn. Turn to Jesus. sometimes the internet can be a pretty cool place. Other times, well, not so much. And that's why I've taken it upon myself to dive back into the depths of Twitter to see which side of the coin we're presented with this week. This week's hashtag is, that is crossing the line. The first response, that is crossing the line, cake smashing. You know, honestly, I agree. In the original tweet, the writer said, stop wasting good cake. And I honestly couldn't have said it better myself. The next response, that is crossing the line, being rude to waiters at restaurants. Here's another solid answer. If you're rude to wait staff, I believe that you deserve whatever consequences you get. There's no call for that. They're making your food. And not only is it disrespectful, but another thing. Do you know how much power the person making your food holds? They don't have to make it how you want it. And even if they do make it how you want it, they don't have to leave it alone. There's some weird stuff that can happen, and honestly, I'd rather err on the side of caution. The third response, that's crossing the line, raspberry Tabasco sauce. Okay, this one's a little confusing. I wouldn't say that's crossing the line, because when you think about it, it might taste good. I don't know, because I'm honestly not sure if I'd be willing to try it. And the last response, that is crossing the line, ringing someone's doorbell at 10 p.m. on Halloween looking for candy. I don't think it's just on Halloween you need to be concerned with. Anybody comes knocking on my door at 10 p.m. looking for anything, you can expect to have some explaining to do. I think we've all heard the advice, be careful what you do. But I would go ahead and take it a step further. Be careful what you pay to do. Several parents and children learned that lesson firsthand when it was published that there was a Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory chocolate experience in Glasgow, Scotland. All right, we're starting off on a weird note already. Ticket holders showed up to the event, and instead of Willy Wonka, they found nothing even remotely close to him or his factory. Not even the Oompa Loompas. A woman named Alana took her kids to the experience and paid $44.50 for admission, only to find nothing of what they were promised. And because this less-than-desirable experience wasn't an isolated event, outraged attendees immediately began posting their experiences online, calling the event a scam. Some people even went as far to compare their trip to Fyre Festival. That was an island concert that was supposed to be a once-in-a-lifetime musical experience, but if you check the links in the description, you'll quickly find out that that didn't go as planned either. Overall, I think this is an example of what I said earlier. If you be careful what you pay to do, you'll be in a lot better of a situation. Basically, I'm saying if it's a Willy Wonka experience and Johnny Depp isn't dressing up and putting back on the act, it's probably not worth your money. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. I'm really glad you could make it, and I hope you enjoyed the festivities. If you want to stay connected to the show, I'd invite you to pop on over to Facebook or Twitter and give the page a follow. Just search eBoneZone on Facebook and Official EBZ on Twitter. And if you want more from the podcast, visit the website, www.ebonezone.com. If you're new, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next week, my friend, God bless you, stay humble, and remember, keep an ear out.